Hey there, dopamine hackers. It's your girl Sienna Cruz back with another episode to help you outsmart the scroll and reclaim your brain. Today we're diving into a topic that hits close to home. Burnout. Ever feel like your energy tank is perpetually on empty? Like you're just going through the motions, dragging yourself from one task to the next. You know that feeling when your motivation has vanished, replaced by a sense of overwhelm and apathy? Yeah, I've been there. And let me tell you, it's not a fun place to be. But guess what? Burnout isn't just some inevitable part of adulthood, it's a signal, a loud wake-up call that something needs to change. In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with demands, deadlines, and the pressure to be always on. It's no wonder so many of us are feeling drained, exhausted, and disconnected from ourselves. But here's the good news. Burnout is reversible. Just like you wouldn't ignore a warning light on your car dashboard, ignoring those signs of burnout can lead to bigger problems down the road. It's time to prioritize your well-being and take control of your energy levels. So, buckle up, because we're about to unpack my own experience with burnout and how I clawed my way back to feeling vibrant and alive again. Let's start with 5 key takeaways that can help you identify and overcome burnout. 1. Recognize the signs. Burnout isn't just about feeling tired. It's a complex beast that manifests in many ways: emotional exhaustion, cynicism, reduced productivity, difficulty concentrating, even physical symptoms like headaches or digestive issues. Pay attention to how your body and mind are feeling. If you're constantly experiencing these signs, it might be time for a serious intervention. 2. Identify your triggers. Think back to the moments leading up to your burnout. What were you doing? Who were you with? Were there specific projects or tasks that seemed to drain you more than others? Once you pinpoint your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. Maybe it's learning to say no to extra commitments, setting boundaries with demanding people, or delegating tasks when possible. 3. Prioritize self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about intentionally carving out time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to your favorite music, or simply disconnecting from technology for a few hours, make self-care non-negotiable. 4. Reconnect with your passions. Burnout often happens when we lose sight of what truly matters to us. Take some time to reflect on your values and interests. What brings you joy? What activities energize you? Reconnecting with your passions can reignite your sense of purpose and motivation. 5. Seek support. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist. Sharing your struggles can help you feel less isolated and gain valuable insights. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Let me tell you about a time I was deep in the throes of burnout. I had just finished a massive project at work, and I was exhausted mentally, physically, emotionally drained. My usual joy in creative pursuits felt distant, like a faint echo in a cavernous space. Even getting out of bed felt like an insurmountable task. It took me a while to admit that I needed to take a break. But once I did, things started to shift. I took a week off to recharge, no work emails, no social media scrolling, just time for myself. I went on hikes, read books, spent time with loved ones, and rediscovered the simple pleasures in life. The more I prioritized self-care and reconnected with what mattered, the more my energy levels returned. The key takeaway here is that burnout isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign that you need to make some changes. By recognizing the signs, identifying your triggers, prioritizing self-care, reconnecting with your passions, and seeking support, you can reclaim your energy and thrive again. Remember, dopamine hackers, you are not alone in this journey. We all have those moments when we feel overwhelmed and depleted. But by implementing these strategies, you can build resilience, navigate the challenges of modern life, and live a more fulfilling and energized life. Now, go out there and reclaim your brain. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode. Tag me on social media or leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Let's keep the conversation going and support each other on our journey to becoming happier, healthier, and more fulfilled individuals. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.